And this Thursday, you'll be able to watch the New York Jets play the Buffalo Bills on Twitter. Okay, get all those jokes about 140 characters running around the field out of your system, because this will be the social media company's first live stream of an NFL game and the first of 10 this season, part of a new and expensive effort to reverse Twitter's fall in revenue growth. This summer, Twitter also signed streaming deals with the NHL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball, and they live streamed the conventions. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal is in New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Robin.
So Twitter's paying $10 million to stream the NFL games. You'll watch them on the Twitter app and also tweet about the games. But will the money Twitter makes in ad revenue make it worth that $1 million a game?
It's a very good question. And I think the short answer is, in terms of ad revenue, it's kind of hard to imagine so. You know, as you mentioned, it obtained the rights to stream 10 of the National Football League's Thursday night games, and it's going to be streaming these for free. You know, it doesn't cost the viewer, the user of Twitter, any money. And it managed to edge out Verizon, Facebook, and Amazon, who are also reportedly competing to get these games, to get this deal. But I think for Twitter, this is really about user growth. Month after month, they've been seeing a decline in users, in new users, right? Mm-hmm. And as a result, their shares are down 31% since last October. And so I think the hope is that NFL Live could breathe some new life into the platform.
Why is that, Jason? Why has Twitter struggled so much in, as you say, new users compared with other social media companies? The user number is flatlining. So is mine. Actually, it's really pitiful. But people help me out. But why is that? Why is Twitter flatlining when others are growing?
Well, that's what they've been trying to figure out. I mean, I think it's largely about competition. There being so much competition and fierce competition from Facebook, fierce competition from Snapchat, which is so popular among young people, all of them as well trying new initiatives to get people to watch live video, seeing big revenue opportunities there. And the other thing they've been trying to work through is that for a lot of people, it's a little more difficult to use Twitter than Facebook. And it's sort of become a bastion for people who are super fans or who are, media types and people who follow, news in a big way and a more social way. You know, Facebook has, tweaked its algorithms as well to focus mostly on what people want to share from their personal lives, less from, the offerings of media companies. And, that's done quite well for them, apparently.
Right. Well, we'll see if people want to watch, a football game on their smartphone, small devices. But is this make or break for Twitter? People are talking about the company either going kaput or getting swallowed up.
It's hard to say that because, they do have such a strong following and such a loyal following. I mean, we were talking about these declines over many months. Well, that's decline in new users. They still have a very solid foundation going forward. And, they're experimenting with live. Maybe this particular thing won't work, but they are trying other things as their competitors are as well. You know, the web video advertising market's expected to climb 28% to close to $10 billion in 2016. That's according to eMarketer. So there's money to be had as people migrate from watching video on their TV screens to watching it on the small screens in the palms of their hand.
Well, by the way, that's what I always say. Small following, but loyal. Jason Bellini, video reporter and senior producer at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks as always.
Thank you.